flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for 4th and 1 on Dukes and Bell.
First down, let's get this right now.
All the NFL news and notes you need as we drive for the touchdown on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, so Mike and I were talking about this, and look, we don't know all the particulars, but this story that is out now in regards to the New Orleans Saints, it just doesn't look good, Mike. Mm. And for those of you who are wondering, or maybe you haven't seen what's happening, emails that detailed the Saints' assistants, that is, in their front office, mm-hmm. all right, in a cover-up of the Archdiocese in a sexual abuse scandal there.
In New Orleans.
Yes, is part of this bigger story. But now, Mike, you have Saints executives who apparently were aware or knew about this, and AB has done a big story on it. Again, we're not going to get deep because there's so much here, but all I can say is, boy, the NFL has to be going, are you serious?
In a nutshell, a lot of this, from what I've read in the New York and the New Orleans Advocate, comes from the widow of Tom Benson. You know, remember the battle for control of the team with the surviving kids and his widow. But basically, giving the Catholic Church in New Orleans from funds from the Pelicans, because they own the Pelicans and the Saints, money to spend on PR, to spin it, and then help with legal advice because of this scandal. A lot of folks are going, this is horrible. It's reprehensible. How could you be involved in this? The connection is strong with apparently members of the Benson family with the church in New Orleans, and they figured they could do a solid for them and help them out in this situation, which of course now blows back and is terrible. And you wonder how the NFL is going to feel about this.
The team president allegedly drafted more than a dozen questions for the Archbishop. Should they prepare? Should he be facing questions? Mike, they were aiding this process.
They're prepping him from trying to help in the PR battle over something that you can't defend. You know, and like, that's one of my pet peeves. Don't get me started on that. But I mean, that's the road that they chose to go down. I mean, you've seen the Spotlight movie about what happened in Boston. So it's a smaller story, but still lives were ruined down in New Orleans, and they're trying to play cover your butt with the Catholic diocese down in New Orleans.
Yeah, it's a bad look. That's all I can say. I don't know how much is true and mm-hmm. is not. But the Saints last week told AP, because they knew the story was coming out, that partnership is a thing of the past. It doesn't matter. It still happened. Hey, Chip Kelly to become the Raiders OC, Mike. Is it going to work?
Well, he's certainly getting paid big bucks. We mentioned he was the Eagles coach. Now, some would say the problem in Philadelphia, he tried to bring in the conditioning. Remember, he was always about, 40 minutes of hell. That's Nolan Richardson. But the idea was you had to be in really great shape to play his up-tempo offense that he brought from the college game. So he was really good at Oregon. You forget how good he was there. And then UCLA, I mean, I don't know what your expectations are for them, but I think he's in his sweet spot. And oh, by the way, we'll talk more about this in the 4 o'clock, but Ohio State loses their OC and their DC off their national championship team, but he's going to get paid $6 million, and some folks feel, will there be, I don't know, some kind of relationship that they do know that Pete Carroll and Chip Kelly, everyone hates Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's the common ground. That sounds like, an oversimplification. But you think Chip Kelly could be a coach in waiting again?
Look,
in the NFL, if that was a thing?
I actually think this is a smart move for him. Like, you go to Ohio State, you do what everybody said. He's better win a chip. He did. Why am I staying to deal with all of that again when I can go back to the NFL and make this kind of money, Mike? And to your point, at 61, not 72, set himself up to be a head coach again. So last season, OC, quarterbacks coach, and they win the chip. They average, 35, 36 points a game? Listen, the NFL's not college. We know that. Chip Kelly's been there, but I think this is a good move for him, and I also like the move for Pete Carroll to hire him out there because he knows, Mike, you can hand this thing over. You don't have to worry about the offense. We say it all like that. He's got experience. I don't have to worry about what's going to be going on over there. Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell. This hour, again, brought to you by our friends at All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors as we go around the NFL. The big news today is Myles Garrett wanting out of Cleveland, or at least that is what he's saying. wanting out Mike and them allowing you out is two different things. Andrew Berry's the general manager there. Last week, just to give you some clarity, he was asked about what it would take to trade for Myles Garrett. Andrew Berry said, if someone says to me at dinner, hey, I'll give you two first-round picks, can I get Myles Garrett? The answer is no. That was him last week. So now that his star wants out, because that was not a part of that question, that was one of those hypotheticals. Hey, are you fielding questions about him? That was at the Senior Bowl, by the way.
Right. You can put that on record.
Yeah.
All right. Well, again, he's requested a trade. At some point, you guys know, holdouts don't really work anymore in the NFL. But, look, guys want to be there. They're going to try to get the best value for him. And then there's a bunch of teams. He's in his prime. We said he's 29 years of age. Guy's already got 102 and a half sacks. I mean, and have you ever seen Myles Garrett in person?
Monster.
I mean, it's unbelievable. So we've never had a guy like that here. Never. I mean, we've had guys like Claude Humphrey. So I was too young. I missed that one. But it would be transformative. The question that Carl brings up, when you get into these big debates about what Falcons should be doing, are we just one player away? You know, all the needs we've got on the defensive side. Or do you say he's that force multiplier, makes everybody